First of all, I want to say that we speak English.
Yes.
First, I want to say that the thing is that we have questions and answers also in the middle. The thing which is question and answer in the end is because there you will initiate a new topic which you want, okay? So, but it's not to pretend that I will speak 2.5 hours non-stop. I will not do that, okay? With the question and answer, and we'll have a good time together. Good. Now, second, I don't have to to take the topics according to the Seder. We'll speak around these topics. Seder? Good. That's okay. So I want first to tell a thing which I saw in Mexico. I speak about Mexico. We don't speak about some abstract kilo scenery. We speak about Mexico. So it could be that in this side of the town where you are, which are much more chiloni, this is not so actual the way it is now, but I think it is something to learn. I had to deal with a boy which he is wanting to make tshuva himself. And there is in the background, out of certain reasons, it's a family thing, the background is a jihad will be when he will be go and make chayzer b'tshuva. Now, the father is a very successful man. That is a lot. There are a lot of Mexicans that are very successful. And the success of the father gives him that he really tries to rule the family. I don't know whether that's a common thing by you. Mm-hmm. He tries to rule the family, and there, when you don't do what I do, I will not make you non-inheriting me. You know, seeing things like this, like I will shoot you, or you know, the way you speak. They're all Sfaradim around here at the table?
No.
It's a common thing that you are very strongly ruling your family. And the boy was very much afraid what does he have to do, and he doesn't want to quarrel. He works with the father, that's also a common thing over here. Mm-hmm. And the father has a successful business, the family is working, so it's all messy, you know, it's all one big mess. Because the son wants to be chayzer b'tshuva, but when he makes one step out, there will be bad shooting going on. And so he can't really make a step out, or what he wants, but he really wants to make a step out, and he wants to do it, and things like this. So what I find with what I experienced in those people which were chayzer b'tshuva in the Mexican scenery, which were became frum, is a very, by me, a very interesting phenomenon. Nearly all of them were chayzer b'tshuva in a very achzari way. Yeah? In a very achzari way. That means they were just taking their head and they went to Sender Chachamovich or Yeshivat Daroma to have fish, and they put the head under the guillotine, and then back the guillotine went down, head is gone, and now he's a frum guy. Something like this happened there, or happens, very, very achzari, something which is not clear to me. It could be that is itself, this authoritative avira which goes on in Mexico. I don't think that you could have such a way of chayzer b'tshuva in America. That wouldn't go. That's a unique thing over here. Huh? A unique thing over here, things go with a lot of pressure, with a lot of things. I don't know how it is in Asia. That would be very interesting to hear. But for sure, when you would deal with young professionals and things like that, I don't speak about that. Huh? So I speak about first that we have over here a person which is full-fledged Baal Tshuva. That means he's going and wants to be fully frum. And he sees in his family, in his extended family, he sees people which made that path, he also wants to go down that path, be fully frum. But the tzio mentality of the mental picture of being making that path is a very rigid and a very, 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 achzari one. Yeah? So I found.
Is it the way that it comes from?
What?
The way that the
you go there to make him from. To make him from is that you are going to a place and where you are fully there and you are committed, and then you come full motivated back and you begin to shoot really all of your mishpoche, you know?
When he comes back, you mean?
When he comes back.
He's an achzari to the family.
To the family, and the way he came back was a certain achzari to himself. Because that is the way I saw over and over again. I was asked this question over and over again. In these few days I was here. I was here from Thursday. I was Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Non-ending issue. Never-ending issue, this issue. So I feel, because I didn't see anywhere else, nowhere else was such an issue, I feel that I have to address that as we sit here in Mexico. Yeah? So this was now I want to explain that to you. I want to explain to you, when you are approaching tshuva like this, we have to understand that we may not have a mistake in our perception. I now say a thing which is a very, very dangerous thing to say, but I have adult people around the table. I think the mistake of perception is that when you have a boy, which was for 3 months, or for 6 months even, in the yeshiva for Balei Tshuva, now he comes home and he wants to be learning, and he wants to be Shomer Kashrut, and he wants to be Be'etzem, this is an optical illusion. Okay? It is an optical illusion, that whole thing. That guy, which he is now from, is an optical illusion. That is so difficult to admit from our side. Because he's only on the beginning of his path. And we have to understand that even when he makes his achzari cut, that doesn't mean he was chayzer b'tshuva. It only means that he began the path in a certain way, which is very extreme. So that could be good, that could be not good, that could be healthy, that could be not healthy. This is mir rabo b'staybe. But for sure, it's only the beginning of the path. And this is an optical illusion. It's really an optical illusion. Because you see him with the tzitzis arois, you see him with the payas, that's all optical things, you know? You see him all doing these things, and you are so terrified that you would think in your heart, you feel now you are the chiloni. You think in your heart, and then you would say, oh, we have to deal with the parents, that the parents have to understand that the boy became wrong. No, we have to deal with the boy, how to teach him how to go now in a path which he is developing and not making a full-fledged fait accompli. Understand? That's entirely another perception. So this is what I've met also with a boy which wants to be from. I had to explain to him, you want to be from, you have to look at your life as a developing thing. Even when you think about that, I want to be immediately there. But you have to develop. And you can develop over here too. You don't have to go to a place which is extreme, like Yeshiva Roma or Yeshiva Binyan Olam or whatever it is. You don't have to go to such a place. You can be definitely learning and definitely more immersed in Torah and then be normal and develop. So where is the developmental benefit you have? Why is it this beneficial? Besides the thing that this is more natural, why is it more beneficial? I will tell you why, what I found. It's more beneficial because it puts on the bocher a work. And the work is he has to translate his Torah development into a language which is understandable from fry people without mentioning Torah even once. Nahon, you have to. That is very healthy because that makes you that you are able to translate it to yourself too.
You know, the thing is that you have to stop the guy if he wants to become like from one day to another day, 360 degrees. You have to tell him, don't do it. Stop.
Perhaps not so quickly, you have to understand. Yeah, that's right. That's
right. Stop him?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe he got.
No. That's tricky what to say. It's only tricky what to say. I can tell you the mice, I always tell the mice. And I tell the mice I had with a singer on a chasnan. This was Baskoma afterwards from. Ravolbe held of that. I don't like to say Askoma for Avob, I don't have any Askomas. But you know that, his son-in-law, I asked him, he's a Pesach in Haifa, Yechiel Bamberger, he's a very firm guy. I said, yeah, you did the right thing. I tell you what happened. There was a guy, which he was never at school even, you know. By the age of 13, he went out of school, sat in the beach of Haifa, and was singing. It was like a gorilla. You know, it was a straight head, that's why. Because he was never at school, much better. They are much cleaner afterwards. But he was like a gorilla, you know. I was like, that came wanted to be chayzer b'tshuva. He wanted to be chayzer b'tshuva, and he had a band, and this band was singing at Sylvester. No, Sylvester at New Year's. And when this band was singing at chasnas from non-flum people, you know, and when you sing at the chasna from, then you are the main singer in the chasna of non-flum people. It doesn't mean you sing kori boin olam. Yeah, you sing other things, and you have to make jokes which you better wouldn't say them. And you have to make a certain avira between men and women at that chasna, and it there goes with alcohol, and it goes with even samim. You could be. It is the worst place to be such a thing, you know. And that guy was a singer, and he had a contract with his clients that he had to. And now he comes to me crying, and say, "I want, don't want to sing anymore. I want to be chayzer b'tshuva." Do you know what I did? I told him, "Chayshem mishpat, you know, you signed the contract. You can't take out of your contract. What shall I do? You are a gunner. You have to go to sing. Rabbi, it won't go. It will go. I can't do it. You'll drink a whiskey. It will go. I can't still do it. You'll drink two whiskeys. It will go. You know? You will go to every single chasna you have signed, even to the Sylvester, to the New Year's as well. Shailah on the way to Zohar. The chukas are going before for sure.
Even on Shabbos?
No, on Shabbos, I think he didn't have. This I don't know. This I didn't tell him. I don't know what it was. But I think he didn't have. Yeah? But you will go wherever, whenever. You will do whatever it takes, you know. Whatever it takes, that's what you'll do. But you won't sign a new contract. No one. And he stayed very healthy. He stayed very healthy. I was making this. I didn't do that. Ha! Tsa! And then like judo, you know, he will land in between Breslav and Chabad somewhere, you know. That's what they will land, you know. You wouldn't recognize him anymore. So no, I went against him. So that was for me difficult. And it has to be difficult for you because you have a certain Yirat Shumayim. I don't have Yirat Shumayim really, but a certain Yirat Shumayim you have. So it is very difficult for you to do that because you don't want. You want him to be Shoyim to Yirat Mitzvahs. Yeah? What is?
No, I just want to understand. Just leave. No. There are two things here. One is keeping the mitzvahs, and the other one is stopping doing what you were doing till when you wanted to do the mitzvahs. Maybe to make a balance, you know, continue keeping mitzvahs, but also continue maybe doing, if whoever thinks that he will not be able to do it, so then push him to continue doing what he's doing, but together with doing mitzvahs, not?
Sure, you do mitzvahs, but you are not emphasizing everything. You don't, for instance, you don't tell him everything. You don't have to tell him. And you are looking for being a kula. Then 1 minute, it goes further on that thing. Okay? But the first benefit of that was only answering the question here. But the first benefit of that you are not making a statement at all, that you're not making a jihad. Only you keep up the relationship with your home and not making this cruel thing, is that you are obligated to translate your Torah development into a language which is understandable from Chilonim. And that's very beneficial for a person because that he has to do to himself too.
But that doesn't mean that he has to stop keeping kosher.
No. But I myself, I did that in my life. I never spoke, my parents were not through, I never spoke with them Torah. My parents were alive, my father was alive, my mother was alive till I became Shalom Meshiv in Nachas Alvim, the Meshiv Gdeila. My father was alive and was a Mashkiach in Yeshiva Gdeila, Knesset Beis Aron, by Rav Zurevi. And I never spoke with them about Torah and Rayonot. I spoke with them about their business. But I spoke with them about my things. But in a way that they were not recognizing that I speak Torah. I spoke some. And that's very healthy for me. That's why I now can speak to all different kinds of people. I can speak to a Chiloni. I can speak to a modern person. I can speak to a very Haredi person. Because I'm used that these Torah concepts are not constrained to the words of Torah. Those are concepts I can live with them. And then I can translate them into a thing. That's a very healthy development from a person. And when you are going only from this rigid thing that now he has to be Shaiva Torah Mitzvahs, bark like a thing, then this is not translated into anything. It doesn't translate into anything. Yeah? What's it?
From my point of view, the issue is not which mitzvahs to push and which mitzvahs to hold him on. But rather is the type of things that are that defines his lifestyle. So it's not a matter of what is bigger, of Shabbos or Kashrus or Tefillin or everything, but in that case of the rock singer or his whole lifestyle is about singing with the band. So therefore, that note.
That's
change,
right.
Don't change that.
No, judge.
If it is on Shabbos or keep Shabbos, put on Tefillin, Kashrus and everything, but because that is not defining your life.
Very nice.
Singing
very good.
It is defining, so...
Very strong. That's a very good point. That's very intelligent saying. Yeah, that's very good. But of course, but it's also when you keep Shabbos, you make yourself strange a little bit to your parents and things like this. Try to translate that. I had to translate to that boy, which he was 19 and a half, that his chazor b'tshuva is not because he's chazor b'tshuva, he is becoming a stranger to his parents. No, to be more alone is a thing he has to do whether he's chayzer b'tshuva or not, because he's 19 and a half and will turn 20. And an adult person is not really depending on his parents. That is also when he's chiloni, he has to do that. Now, only how do the chilonim do that? You know how they do it? They drink. It's a very cheap way to get out of the grip of your parents, you know? You just drink alcohol, and then the parents are not ruling over you because you're just not there. And that's a very cheap way to get out of the grip of the parents. Now you are more mature, you are more to the point, but you have to work on that. You don't want to be shikel, but you have to work on that you are getting out of that grip of the parents. The parents are unbelievable rulers, unbelievable despotic people, you know. That you have to do what they tell you, and when you don't do it, I will chase you, you know. That is this family situation. So he has to be more autonomous. It has nothing to do with Torah. Opened his eyes. Said, I'm a leuchter. Never thought about that. It's because he didn't think in secular terms about his chazor b'tshuva. When he would think in secular terms about chazor b'tshuva, then he would pretty quickly find, I want to define my own life. And then he would have to think another 2 minutes and say, I have Saivisai to define my own life across my parents. This I have to do Saivisai with the Torah, without the Torah, you know. Do you understand? So this is a thing which I found unique to this situation. The situation over here in Mexico, by me, is a very... it's something which I do not understand why. But the situation in Latin America is, or in Mexico, the way I found in these few days, is a very much a rigid situation. The families are very, very knitted close, and then they are very much connected to the family, but the family is very ruling. It's not geschmacki, a liberal connection. I was also connected to my family. But my parents really let me do what I wanted. And when I said, I don't want to go the path down where I was a good student in mathematics, and the professor took me by the first year of my studies into a postdoctoral seminar about philosophy and mathematics, that's really Kirov Roikim he did, you know. He wanted me to be a mathematician, and after 1 year I told my parents I go back to yeshiva. And my parents didn't say anything. Gur nicht. They even didn't say no. They'd only say, when you decide, you know what's good for you, we are behind you. That's real liberal parents, you know? That's what I experienced. But over here in Mexico, when you would do that, you would be a dead man, you know? That's it.
One of the reasons why is that it's a vicious cycle, because people who went to the guillotine, like you said, and they didn't translate, so families don't want them to go there. So it becomes...
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens over here. The families are burned heavily.
Because that's what's happened.
Yeah. They are burned heavily, the families. They see, when you will be from, you will be a monster. Now, won't be a monster. For example, for that boy, was the Eitzer, he wants to go, definitely wants to go to yeshiva in December. Why in December? Because I have a chofesh from work and a chofesh from university. So I'll go to yeshiva. So I told him, you go to Mexico. You stay in Mexico and learn in Mexico. Why not? So he said, no, but my parents want... Listen, a 20-year-old guy, my parents will go to a vacation they want to take me with. Your parents don't need a pet. I asked him, when you would take your backpack and go to Chile, that's a good time, December, going to Chile, you know, go to Chile, south of Santiago, chasing for the panther, for the puma. Yeah, that's a very nice thing, you know. I want to go there. You don't have to go to Satyagraha's wilderness. You have to go south. And really, in the mountains where there's nothing there, and there you walk, you have three haverim with a tent, you would go. Your parents would be proud of you? Yes. So they need you in their vacation? No. So you stay in Mexico and be normal.
They don't want them to go this year because they know what the end product is going to look like. So,
but when he goes in Mexico, it's much more natural. When he will go to Arturo Cano and learn with him one Seder, and he'll go to you and learn with him the second Seder, then it is in Mexico. I want to stay normal, and I have my learning over here, and I don't make a jihad. Yeah, that was a big Kiddush over here. You understand what I mean? Okay.
But in Mexican mentality, I think the seen as much a greater issue to stay in Mexico, not wanting to go to the vacation and stay and learn, than saying, "I'm sorry, I have a program in Israel. I'll be leaving." I get it.
You think? So I think that the Mexicans need psychological help.
But yes, they have.
I think they need psychological help, but I can't decide to stay here.
But the rejection is too strong for a family to say, go to holidays and stay home, and I'll be going studying in the morning.
He's right, because there's a certain value that is very strong on the family. And vacations here play a very big part. That's
I ask it, but when you go with Haveri to Alaska, okay?
It depends which family they won't necessarily be as afraid, but they would make an issue probably. Depends if there's father, Ashkenazi, depends the family, but it is.
By the age of 20?
Sure. People
they are crazy.
No, because people here don't go to university. Like, they live in their houses till they get married. Remember, it's not like in America. People here go to university. While they go in outside their apartment, they have a family, they have a life. Why should they leave? That's a very important thing. The people, they don't go to, you know, weird college.
Most of the people stay, of the singles, stay living
with their parents.
With their parents until they get married. That is 25, 28, 30, and they keep living with the parents.
Only the very liberals, you know, would like an apartment eventually. But it's a very healthy structure. Because they don't go to, there's no campus like that. It's university, you go, then you go to your house. So that's why it's not so
Easy. But you understand that this rigidness of being chayzer b'tshuva creates a problem, which is not dafka a necessity to be. That's what I wanted basically to address. I was first to make clear whether we are on the same page for the Mexican tzibur. It's a unique thing. In America, you don't face this problem. They will say he's crazy. They'll say, but in America, you have other possibility. You have working people, you have Bali Chu, which is in Passaic. They are very normal and very healthy. And you can say, I go there to Passaic, and I will further on work, and they'll go and be Hershevetheromitzes, and that's a very normal thing. You stay very normal, you know? But over here, there's a certain
it's
very.
Much easier.
What?
It's much, much easier to throw yourself into Torah mitzvahs than to take the mitzvahs to yourself.
Here?
And everywhere. I mean, I just think that it's much easier just to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yeshiva, and
forget about yourself
and just keep it. That slowly.
But when you have, for example, you have programs in Eretz Yisrael from Bale Tshuva, which they are less rigid. Yeah. But they are not. The Latin Americans, in a certain way, they took these rigidness in these programs. Not clear.
It's not only that it's much easier.
Very interesting. So that is a strong taina. So taina that for the in
that,
Spanish
that, that's why Rav Weiss, Rav Nosson Weiss, that's why he did Eishet Torah. He said to me, when he started from, he said like, I don't like the way they, because also one of the reasons why he's very rigid is that people who do tshuva here become necessarily a rechim. You don't find too many people who work from the structure. So that also creates a lot of resistance. So Rav Nosson Weiss, why he's Canadian, why he's Eishet Torah Spanish, says, it's incredible that in the Latin community there's no yeshiva who also promotes people working. So that's why he started, because he felt what he's saying, that it's impossible. He knows Rob Sender, he knows Aaron Max, like it's impossible that people have to also to have a flexibility to have a healthy, normal life working.
So how many people are Rabbi Haim in the crew? Not too many.
No. He has a yeshiva. And they should talk. No, they were like 30. No. 30, but you know what? They come back. Some of them do kiruv, some of them work. And they find people in Chile, you know? But it's the pressure is not to be an average. The pressure is to keep them in work and to grow the community.
I understand. But the pressure is those people.
But you know what also? They themselves feel that's not too religious. Don't think it. Because of the cultural part, they feel like, if you don't.
So they are a little bit disappointed from themselves.
Sure.
So he was not 100% Matzliach.
No. What I mean is that people would like them to be stronger. The Latin American mentality is that the more you're strong, you know, they see Americans like Schwab. You know, they like the culture of strong, of pressure. That's what I'm saying.
One minute. I make a big mistake. I want to ask you. You have to explain that to me. The way I thought Latin Americans are, I saw them always as laid back people. So that's wrong.
In certain things, no. They're lazy, but like you don't find that they usually like they're more like Israeli, no, in Kiru. You know, they like to be stronger. They're not like Americans.
I think we are making a mistake over here. We're against people becoming a Brechin. What we're against is that if they become a Brechin, how to handle it with the parents. So here we don't want them to work. They should become from and work. We want them to become a Brechin B'nai Torah, but when they come here, they should make a jira.
Okay, so over here we can't have a discussion about that. No, I don't know where you are. Rav Shach held that the Baal Tshuva you have lekatchile gaidim Torim Derecherets. Rav Shach held a Baal Tshuva has to be guided lekatchile also going to work. That's what he held. Mashkir told me that Befeirush. Rav Shach held like this. And others too. Yeah? But Rav Shach too held like this. Don't cheat me. Rav Shach held like this. That Baal Tshuva has to be like a tefillah for Torah Derecherets. Today, that is not the case. Today, I understand that. I even will accept that. But I am not religious about that. Let's say I'll accept it. It's a matter of fact that today a Baal Tshuva wants to be Avrech. Gesundheit, because that is what is going on. Gesundheit. But you can't demand that I have to be religious about that. That means I be'etzem also want him only to be an Avrech. I accept the fact that he wants that.
My question to you is like this. Let's say somebody comes to you and you can go to him to make him an Avrech, and you yourself can have the opportunity because of your Ashpona to make him an Avrech for 3-4 years. Or you can make him a regular guy that works and, you know, just to keep Torah mitzvahs. What should I do? Should I try to make him an Avrech for 3-4 years? I should learn 3-4 years, not being coming back now with a jihad, okay? Not to translate whatever you say. Or they could try to make, you know what? Forget about 3-4 years from Avrech. Just be a nice guy.
No, for sure. No.
What the chatrila should I do?
3-4 years learning. That doesn't mean Avrech.
What?
That doesn't mean Avrech. That means that he is able to learn.
Yeah.
No, I've been for 3-4 years.
Yeah, but that means that you give him the opportunity that he is able to learn. That he should be able to learn, but not being an Avrech. Being an Avrech means that he... being an Avrech means that he is giving his lifelong, as long as there's no real lachatz, his life towards that type of sit and learn. That's by being Avrech. You tell me another thing. You won't think that he should be able to learn. Of course.
But if the guy can do that, we shouldn't try to make him like that?
Sorry, this is of course, now we'll speak about the clubs of Kiruv. Now let's speak. Now we begin.
אז אלה חתכילה ממש ללמד אנשים שיהיו פלבטים.
No, it's not saying that.
Yes, but פלבטים which can learn. They are able to learn את הפיומי, they are able to learn הלוכה.
לא, בוודאי. אבל כן זה לחתכילה. יש כאלה, רק אני אומר אותו, משום שהלחץ הזה שנוצר בישיבות האלה, שאומרים כאן את זה שאם אנחנו לא עושים תלמיד חכם, אברך, אז אנחנו לא הצלחנו. אז זה באמת, זה לחתכיל לתואר לעשות
I was faced with the following idea when I was here in Mexico. That the best thing is that the person has, you have to be avrechim because you have to keep up Torah and Klal Yisrael. That's what they say to me. They'll tell me. So I was looking at them and say, excuse me, I know what means keeping up Torah and Klal Yisrael. I was chavrus of those guys. You know, I was a chavrus of Chatzal Cohen, I was a chavrus of Shmuel Arieli, I was a chavrus of Ramele Zampolinsky, I'm a good friend of Joseph Schreiber, I know Osher Arieli was with him in a chabura, I know Eli Winkler is calling me every single week, I know these people which keep up Torah. When you are about Shua, by the age of 30, you will not be able to go through Tyrus in one shot and answer me my question in Kaveres, and the next guy stands and asks you in Yevomis. You won't be able to do that. So what do you say to me? You have to be the biggest Talmid Chacham. Because Rabbi Kiva was age 40, Boker Tov, Omein Kein Yirot.
You write in 30 years, but if you have a Boker, comes in 19.
Okay, that's a different thing. I understand that. That was me. I was beginning learning by the age of 18, and I stayed with it. Now I battle my time in Mexico. Okay, that's a different thing. So
but you're not saying that we're not supposed to try to make my version of their life. You're saying that depends on which stage of their life.
Yeah, of course.
And depends who.
Benju. Okay, 1 minute. Now let's go. There's lots of now we begin. That was all the beginning. Whether we are the same page in the Mexican Tzibur, which is uniquely, I never saw this rigidness beforehand. This what you say. It's like an infiltration that has to be. You can't imagine. I had Avreichim from which are now learning over here. They came as Bogrim from those yeshivas back, and now by the age of 35, 38, they have tremendous difficulties with themselves. That they should go and do something else. They just inside can't do it. I had an Avreich telling me, when someone would come to me and ask me an etzah, I would tell him, for sure do something else. But I myself can't do it because it's like ingrained in here. There's something sick. You're not, it's atgerikach, not healthy, that he understands that someone, I for sure would tell you not to do that. But I can't have this energy to do that because it's so brainwashed by me that I have to sit and learn the whole day, and otherwise I'm a suk bet or suk gimel, you know? What is? Okay, we'll speak now about that, about the lomdas of Kirov, that's right? That is now the lomdas of Kirov. I understand. This was that I was asked from my Yamei, didn't mention the name, I was asked from Franco. I was asked all the time, but in order that it should be Mekayim Torah Mitzvot, you have to make a clean cut, you know, you have to make a scalpel and just cut through, otherwise you won't do it. That was your question three times, I think. You asked me three times this question.
Jumping.
What?
I asked for jumping.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to cut them, otherwise they won't do the job. That was the question. Okay? So now let's go slowly. Here was he.
There's a second tzibur. Married couples, which for sure they're not going to yeshiva and spend much time learning. How do you approach this kind of?
Okay, so let's now go a little bit more al seida. That was only a question of the whether I am right with what I saw or whether I'm not right with what I saw. You know, I see also in only 3-4 days. That's it. What I saw, more I didn't see. Now, of course, those are when you have all the people, young professionals or.
By the way, that's one of the reasons that at least here we do it for all the family, because for that rigidity. If I have the parents, they won't be as rigid with their kids.
Yes.
That's one of
them. Wow. But how do you do that with the family, my
children? Because I know that parents would say, hey, that's a good place to go, send their kids. If I know that I just go with young people, they're going to say, we're learning Torah, the jihad is going to be with the parents, they're going to say no. But if I also teach the parents will be more flexible for the kids to come here. That's what I mean. That was one of the spars at the beginning that we don't only take young kids or young kids, because the community is very, very rigid. So if you flex the community, then you have more leeway. That was
very nice, very good. So now let's see how we would try to define that lomdas, what you do when you make kiruv. Okay? What you do. So first of all, we have to understand that being frum, by you it's a very comfortable place because you are used to it. By you it's very comfortable. But I don't think that you, I have a good friend, Yoine Rechnitzer, he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Chernobyl, he's a big Talmid Chochem. He once told me, you know, Leichta, I myself would never be Chozer B'tshuva. I'm not mad, you know. I wouldn't be mad to throw away my life. Why should I give up my life for such a thing, you know? I had a life beforehand. I had a very good life beforehand, you know? And that we don't want miserable people to be Chozer B'tshuva, okay? We don't want that. We don't aim for the narcomanic or the little bit better ones, you know, that they should be Chozer B'tshuva because they want to have a better life in Torah. We want to have healthy people, but Shmiras Torah Mitzvah is a part of being Jewish. Or it is the part of being Jewish. So we want to have, keep them Torah Mitzvah even they had a good life beforehand, right? So now, this is a big, we have first to understand this big challenge, which is in front of a person when he wants to be Chozer B'tshuva. Yeah? The challenge is, and this has to do very much with what you said, that he feels that his life is cut. Okay? He feels his life is cut. You cut the life. It's not only a question of behavioral change. It's the question that my life is cut. It's not what I'm used to live with. I feel that I can't live with that. Or it's difficult for me to live with that. Now I tell you what I think. I think that one has to, we can't only tell the person that with the time, in a very superficial way, that you're what you ever want and what you ever have in your life, that will be also emerging in the Torah Mitzvahs. Yeah? We have to bring him along that he's able to see and to feel that there is real life going on within Torah Mitzvahs. Yeah? Within Torah Mitzvahs. So, according to my opinion, that's a question of the Makarev. The first question is whether the Makarev feels that Torah Mitzvahs is simply more interesting than everything else. Now, for sure, you'll say yes. Right? That's what I'm a Makarev for. So, I want to challenge that. I want to challenge that. Excuse me to tell you. I want to challenge that. And I don't want to make the experiment with you, these experiments, but I wanted to challenge that. I very much would want over here to sit and tell you over some thoughts in Torah which are very challenging for you. That means that you would have to keep your head and search for half an hour or an hour. I would give you a schwere Stikel Torah. And then I would ask you whether you enjoy that. Yeah? Or the way that you would want to work on that. So a lot of times by the Makarvim, I want to speak to the Makarvim, and then when I say something difficult, but I enjoy Torah, you know, I enjoy Torah. No, Torah is the bestest Torah. Then, questionable. We have to find, where do you enjoy Torah, really? Are you feeling that Torah is more, not, you don't have to do it. Look, I want to tell you from my own experience. I am a battler with a diploma. Yeah? A diplomilta battler. And I battle around my time, day and night. But what is, it is that I have certain Einfall, that's the way my head works. I have certain Einfall, I don't know how to say that, the Einfall.
Yeah? Insights.
What?
Insights.
Insights, yeah, Einfall. Something falls into my head, you know?
Yes.
So, butch, falls into my head. And that happens to me once in a while, even before the next, you know. As I get up, and then I say the Birchas HaTorah, then, butch, I have an idea in the Ramban, you know. And then I go to the next, and then I look for a korban. And the people know it already by the davening. Stay away from Leuchter early in the morning, because he's able to drive you crazy at 6 in the morning, you know. And then stay away from him. You know, that's not good, not good to be around him. So once in a while I stay alone by the net and I have no one to tell it over, but my children know that. That when I have an idea in Torah, this is much more interesting and much more relevant for me than other things. Yeah? That's much more relevant. I don't do that the whole time. I battle the whole time. I do other things. I sit around with people. I battle. But when I have a good idea, it's a naive question. That is a thing which I can't call my friend in Haifa, and I can't speak to my neighbor. I can try to do everything in order to do that. That means my children see that Torah has a life by me that has to be by you. When you want to be Makarev, you have to show. You have to not. It's not a question of a show. You have to be in a thing that where is Torah a thing which is really alive by you, and be a Makarev Roikim can wear that off because it is alive by you that you will be Matzliach with him. Huh? It is a thing which is very important that you will be Matzliach to persuade the guy. That's very important. No, Torah is important for you because you want Torah. Also, you know, you have to have that. We can't ship around that thing. We will not be able. I don't know, I don't tell you. It is not depending. That's why I said I'm a butler. I'm the emes a butler, the emes. But it's not the question of you keeping a seder. No, I don't. It's not the question. You could do it with keeping a seder. But even when you keep a seder, you still have to work. That seed should be important, not only because religiously you have to keep a seder. There's no religion involved in that. It's your life. Your life because you are alive because you are religious, or your life because you are alive. It's geschmack. You know? It's a geschmackesach. I mean, it's a geschmackesach. Okay, so geschmackesach. You remember that, for example. I can't understand that. That is a depth. It's not so difficult, but I ask the people. The Ramban, for example, which says everyone knows that. Why they get the mabul on the chomos, on the gneve? Because it's a domus of a seichel. That's right. You remember the Ramban. But what was the other aveira? No, nistakik l'sheina minoi. That means you sleep with a dog. That's not seichel. What's going on? Sodomism. The other avera was sodomism. So I go, this good guy, you know, which these old psychologists, they're all rotten people because they think homosexuality is acceptable. Or they're all rotten. All
that's not true.
What?
That's not true.
Okay, never mind. They're all rotten people. But I think there will be no one psychologist who will tell me sodomy is normal. There would be one where there won't be. Not one, even on the whole globe, you know. You'll go wherever you want. But not one will say that this Dagek Shein Amina is normal. Not one. So what's the Tratn Rabban? That's very interesting for me. That was for me fascinating. I went, you can't, that, before the Netz, you can't speak about that. You don't speak till you arise before the Netz, but you don't feel it afterwards, you know. But after the Netz, I asked, I drove the people crazy. I told them, is the Rabban crazy, don't you? Was possible though, you know? It was not Gilu Arise the way you say, because when you say Gilu Arise, you mean you go with another lady. No, you go with a dog, with a donkey. You know? That's normal, that's not Seichel. Terence says, no, it's not Seichel. You have to say it, you know? Why not? Now opens for you a new Sugi in Yetzer, huh? Now Pitam, you see, it's a ganz andere sort, you know? So that's interesting for me. That's, I live that. I enjoy that, you know. I enjoy that thing. That's way more important than eating breakfast. Matas, you know, I don't enjoy it.
No, my question is, so what's the point? The point is that you're saying there's something interesting in you. That's what you have to give over. That's what you're saying.
No. That's what you are. That's what you I don't are. Give it over. I don't go to speak with the Bali Tshuva about that Ramban. But I have by me this dimension that by me Torah is really fascinating.
So you're saying that we should make a mistake in what's fascinating for us, that we should try to be the kind of the guy.
That's right.
And Arturo does it all the time.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
What?
Not
okay.
I learned from him. What are you talking about?
but this is basic for you. Otherwise, you will not, because this is a life question. That was very intelligent what he said. You can't cut the life. You can't cut the life of the Baal Tshuva. But first you have to understand, it is the biggest change in the world. Yeah? So when Teire by you isn't something which is life by you, then you will make this service to the people. Because you will be Makarov, the guy, to something which really makes him dead. Yeah? It really makes him dead. we'll make it through. But that, we all accept. I have a new way of making kilo v'chayim. I thought about that. I will go and be Megayis Ksafim, but I think I have to go to some to Stalin or to some place there. I have a very good way. I will build a prison. And the prison will be all one man cells, you know? And every single guy I take, are you Jewish? Yes. Tchach, I prison, close the door, and then it can't be Michal Shabbos. And he'll get only kosher food. And that's it. I saved the guy. What do you say? Good? Don't think so.
Tell Wolfson, that's a good idea.
I don't think so. Why not? When you would be able to do it, I want to ask, when you would be able to do it. Now, Beria, someone knows Beria? You know what Beria was? He was a Rosh KGB under Stalin, you know? I have a good friend, Beria, you know, it's my best friend. He will give me a special part of Sibir to do that. No problem. By him, there were, he killed 80 million people, I think. Stalin. There's no problem. I will get Schoira from Jews, you know, to try it out. And I'll make them like this. I have no problem. I'll do it. You'll do it?
He's an oinus.
Okay, love this. But it's not only because he's oinus. Because you want him to choose that. You want him to live that. You don't want him to do it only. That's right. You want him to live it. That's what you want. Clear, of course. It's an extreme emotion. But perhaps you come to me make money for that? Good idea, though. They'll make it nice with pink. Everyone has a pink thing in his cell, you know.
Violet.
So we'll have one. No, we won't do it. He won't do that because that's not called Kirov. Kirov means that you want him to choose the right thing. But if you want him to choose the right thing, you yourself has to choose it too. Huh? And that's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing. Ongoing. It's ongoing work on that. I have to be thrilled even. That's not a good word. I don't like it. We have to be thrilled from Tanira. Be thrilled from that. Okay? First. Otherwise, we'll make mistakes. That won't go over. Now, the second... Yeah,
what happens when the thing that makes you excited is not the thing you're trying to make the other one excited?
There is no difference because it's a dimension in life. You will then you will teach the guy in a way that you are able to see where he can be excited. Because you have that. Yeah?
Will I not be showing that exactly that thing that is not this interesting thing at all, that's what really makes for me Judaism alive? I take someone who's not intellectual at all and I feel the learning and I feel the and he knows that I'm a very intellectual person and I like it so much, but he just wants a nice kosher family with a...
Look, on this question you ask, that's the way Rabbi Saul says that's why you need teamwork. Teamwork is needed. I don't know whether over here goes on a teamwork. I don't know what one-man show or teamwork. Teamwork is needed exactly because of that. Because things which are your strengths not always are able to resonate with the other person. Yeah?
Isn't that even in teamwork, you made from the same places. Most of the carving, they were Abraham and they at the beginning of the shoe of someone, you need to teach him not the learning, not the intellectual as much as the emotional and the sentimental. So even you'll be working with people who share more or less the same excitements as you have. How do you put into the team that other person which is totally connected to the same emotions as the person you're trying to work with?
I don't understand what you ask. How do you find such a person?
I'm saying that I see that there are certain stages, and maybe the first stages are much more emotional than later stages. Which I assume that most of the Karvin, since they spent a long time in yeshivas, they develop very much that love for learning and that intellectual part and that connection.
Whoa. One minute. Are you married?
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes.
You are teaching them traces in Yevomis?
No.
You are making them excited about Judaism?
I hope so.
Is it fake?
No.
Because why? Because you also have a part in you which still lives that excitement, no? You still live that excitement. This I don't think is a question, because you went through stages. That's why you are now in the other stage. Doesn't mean that the old stage is gone. Not gone. It could be that you are lekatchila different. There are people which are lekatchila more rigid. I know people, they are very rigid at home too, you know? They are very rigid. And the wife makes the job that she has to make it more exciting and more life. So there are those people I speak about that they need an initiative. But because you went through stages in your life, that's why the old stage is gone. This I can't accept. That comes back when you have children too, you know? That is, I am very much excitable, you know, on very simple things too, you know, because I have children, I have grandchildren. It's a very simple thing, lemaisa, this thing, yeah? Clear? So, but there are people which are intrinsically different, you know. There are people which are by their type more from the exciting side, and they are by their type more from the intellectual side or cold side, you know. That was the teamwork. What is about? Okay, this I didn't understand you. I was saying now you have the guy over here, and you want to bring you closer to Torah. Now it comes this point that you have these keuches which are defining his life, which you are not easily able to cut through. What do you do? Now this is a difficult issue, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a very difficult issue, because you are not able, and now I think you have to be very careful. You are not able to use those keuches in a way of adarabe. A lot of people think like this. You are excitable about women. Adarabe, you'll be excitable about learning. Because it says in Chazal that Ben Azai doesn't have to marry because he learned Torah. Nahon, whatever you want. Or you have another bitl hitzodarayas in the chedves of the Shmaitzer. You have this chazal. You can make whatever you want. And then you come to the guy and say, adarabe. This adarabe is nonsense. This adarabe doesn't work. The Gemara says it doesn't work. You can't be chayzer b'tshuva easily. This is one of the most tricky parts in tshuva. Because these keuches which a guy has are making him alive. And now you have to make him alive in Torah. So now you think, we are eating minamucha. There is that keirach which makes him alive. It's only menebach, it's a wrong direction. So let's change the direction and he'll be okay. That doesn't go, because he used that keirach the wrong way around, and you can't just change direction.
That's what you're saying, what people have established lives. But when a bocher comes, it's 18-19, he doesn't have alive, so then it's different.
The Kreyach also, you know, you have today Bochim which used their Kreyachs already to a big extent when they are 18, 19.
Well, in Mexico,
he loves skiing, right? Or he loves a certain music. That's Kreyach. Okay. So now what you're going to do is just, no, you're explaining, but he means Kreyach by that also.
I understand that we see before we should depart him from what he likes. But now he's speaking about somebody that has already a life.
No.
You shouldn't say stop the life and
No. I think about that. Yeah. That you have a keyach which you have. You have a keyach which you want to use.
Where
does the Gemara say that it doesn't work? Ashtokish. Ashtokish says, Lama Oilam Azeh Nivro Behei, that Komish Roitz Alotzes Yeitze. Now he can go from the bottom back. That means you would change you would take Adarabe. That's the Rabbi Yerucham learns that like this. This is the Koyach Nefesh which took him out. Now you say that Koyach Nefesh also can put him back, you know. For example, Gaive takes him out. Someone is a Baal Gaive. By 18 years, you can't be a Baal Gaive. I saw people who, by 18 years, they are tremendous Baal Gaive. Unbelievable. They need the approval from everyone or whatever. Whether it's Baal Gaive or they need that. That is an Adarabe. You'll get their approval in Torah. Yeah, make kovod mitzvahs, adarabe. But that doesn't work, because he is so used that the kovod comes from being a good sportsman or from being a successful chaser of girls or whatever it is. But that is the kovod which comes. You can't say adarabe, you'll have kovod in mitzvahs. That's what people do normally, and it goes to this extent. That was the uppermost extent. That was the there you see how people think about kirchas and nefesh.
There is the famous of Tzedek that are with the same
theory. Yeah. We will see. But it's Rav Shlokish. Okay, because that was the uppermost extent. That was in Yeshiva for Bali Tshuva, which there was a person which he was in charge of a nationwide television show in America. And he was in charge means he was the real man there, which he distributed the time. How much time you get for advertising, that's the real thing, you know. He is the guy which he is showing nationwide. That means millions of people look at this thing, at this TV show, and he decides for the Pepsi, 30 seconds, then. And for the other one thing, the 20 seconds, that's a geschmacky job, you know.
That's powerful,
that's everything you want, you know. That there is no one as powerful as that guy. Whether Obama is something, whether he's more or less, you know. That's on the spot, that's in real time, and you are shailed on millions of people at once, you know. That's what you do. So he went to this Bali Tshuva Yeshiva, and after half a year or something like this, says, I want to go, I miss work, I want to do that work further on. So they asked him, what do you do? So he said, I'm in charge of a television show. So he says, television show, in charge of a television show. That you can do by us too, the same career. What can you do? You can make films of chasidus. This is achzorius. This yeshiva, by me, I had a big X afterwards. The achzorim, they even don't listen what career goes on, you know. They only see the superficial. Moving pictures. Same thing, no? Yeah? The same thing. You can do it by us too. No, this is a kayach which drives him. Those are kayachs which he had by him that he's able to be shaylet, that he's able to do. And now, this is not so easy to say. Adarabe, the same kayach you use in Torah. Okay? So that Rav Shlokish says not. And you can't do it. You will not be able, you will not have to siyata dishmaya, or you will not be matzliach in that way because you used it the wrong way around. Now, I would be careful. In the end, and that's the point, in the end he'll use it. In the end he will use it, but you don't, it's not the vehicle to be chayz of a tshuva. It's not the vehicle to be chayz of a tshuva. You don't say, the kriyach is gone. No. He'll use it. But you can't use it as a vehicle to be chayz of a tshuva. That's Rav Shlokish. Yeah. You can't use it as a vehicle.
So it's not a condition. You don't put it a condition on him to take this
away. Or even, no, to take it away for sure not.
That's why.
No, for sure not. That's what we spoke in the beginning. We're not here. In the beginning, that means there are certain things that they are life of a person and you don't cut it out. But now you would have this unbelievable Elusha idea. Now, Adarabe, you don't not only not cutting it out, you even use it as a vehicle to be chayz of a tshuva. Be careful with that one. Be careful. So remember that that's what we spoke. That once in a while, such a kayach, which was very central for him, to leave it even alone as an addendum to his whole life, and don't touch there. Don't try to be chayz of a tshuva there. That's what we spoke about music, or being involved with a band, or whatever it is. That you leave it as a site, but you build up another thing. Now, the building up another thing, that's now the thing which you, that's now the tricky thing you have to do, is when you build up another thing, you have to create that with a oomph, with a life. You can't say, okay, you live further on from this band and sing in the band, but you'll be religious. No, you have a life. So by that guy, which I dealt with him, he has a very straight intellect, an extremely straight intellect. That's because he didn't go to school. The head stayed straight. No, it was unbelievable. Ilui, like, he understood everything straight. So that was for him very rewarding. He very much wanted that. So I had at hand, that wasn't difficult to detect, that there is the excitement he has, and I leave that career of music, I leave that still. Until today he sings. Now he sings in other circumstances. Even his wife was a singer. He made songs together with his wife. And then after he was chayz of tshuva, he did that further on. He was the man with the thing, didn't sing together with her, but she gave out frum, more frum, own lyrics and own songs for women. She gave it out. Very nice. So he stayed with it. That was his life going further on. But he went there, became Frum with the time. But it was not the way he became Frum. The way he became Frum was through his geschmack in understanding a thing straight, which that was the kriyach which was just on the surface. Very easy. But once in a while you have to find that. Now, what do you do with the old one? What do you do with the old one? Which that old one takes into the wrong direction. That was his thing. It took him into being a singer by Chiloni Chassid, let's say. Or go for things which are not non mucho cattolico, you call that. You know, it's not too religious what he does there, you know. So what do you do with that? So the point is, when you want to deal with the Keir HaNefesh, and you want to make that this Keir HaNefesh shouldn't drive him crazy, even though it's there, you have to skip. You have to skip. You have to teach him that he doesn't go always do it. That's exactly what I did to the guy. I told him, okay, no new commitments, but the old ones are there. So maybe he skips. It fades away. Skipping a thing which is connected to a Keir HaNefesh is one of the biggest things you can do with a boy in his developmental state. You skip. You don't go always. You don't do it always. Yeah?
What happened once he finishes his contract? He killed the
no. Okay, then he went again. He went further on, making awaiting chasanas and going to Frum chasanas. That's what he did. You don't kill it, but you skip. So there, by the contract, that was a very rigid thing, and he wanted to leave it. But even it's no contract, you skip.
And what would be then the dates for the person of national television? If let's say he would have come to you, and not to the Lord, and he would say, you know, I miss my job, and it's how would you?
I want that.
How would you? So, what would you have said? Meaning, what would you have? How would you have dealt with that?
I don't think that I would be able to take him off his job. I don't think so. I don't think.
I mean, that's a part job. It's not a bad job.
Okay, yeah, it is bad for the environment you are
bad
in.
Bad environment.
The environment you are in is very bad. Yes. You know, television shows are being bribed. You know. The people want to pay you money or other things.
So what would you have done then? Like let's see what I've come to you. What would you have? What would you have in your strategy?
Okay, so I don't know what the strategy would you have to speak with him. But I didn't meet the guy. But I don't think that he would talk him out of going back. I don't think so. I would try to make an environment or being malave him going back. I wouldn't have another Breira because that's such a powerful kayach which I can't really. What shall I do? I can't. When, as long as he doesn't decide to leave that. I can't make him leave that, you know? A divinity. I can't, I wouldn't be able to, I think so.
But that, so
1 minute. Do you have a charity movie?
Yeah, sure, please. Some break? 5 minute break?
No, whatever you want.
You know,
can you break? Can speak, you can make break, whatever you want. En dos semanas me quedó un cómplice aquí en México. Estaba pensando si el viernes si quisiera juntarnos para que nos dé herramientas de cómo lidiar con gente que se hace con goles, gente que se hace, etc.
Les voy a decir a todos los que escriban y después yo lo forwardeo a todos.
Sí, que quiera, somos que no.